You're listening to New Tnia. A methanol plant could take carbon and water from the air. A global model suggests green methanol plants could collect both carbon dioxide and process water from ambient air in 97% of the water-stressed regions studied. The result could ease freshwater competition, but no integrated commercial plant has yet proved the concept or its local environmental safety. A green methanol plant normally needs water, carbon dioxide, and plenty of clean electricity. A new global analysis suggests that, in most water-stressed regions, the first two ingredients could come from the same place, ambient air. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Researchers modeled renewable methanol production across more than 20,000 regions in 78 countries and found enough atmospheric moisture for the full process in about 97% of them.
Why does it matter?
The design could reduce competition for scarce freshwater where strong sun and wind make clean fuel projects attractive.
What is the catch?
This is a techno-economic model, not an operating factory, and it does not settle the local environmental effects of removing water vapor at very large scale. Key number. About 97% of the modeled regions contained enough water in the air over a year to meet the proposed plant's process demand. One air capture unit supplies two ingredients. The system begins with direct air capture, using a solid sorbent to collect carbon dioxide and water vapor. Electricity from wind and solar power then splits the recovered water to make hydrogen, which reacts with the captured carbon dioxide to form methanol. The team also modeled air cooling instead of water-intensive cooling towers. That matters because methanol is used in chemicals, plastics, and paints, while its potential as a shipping fuel is increasing. New Tnia previously covered how engineered enzymes converted methanol into a plastic building block, another example of why the molecule's production route matters. Sun and wind mattered more than humidity. The researchers optimized plant designs against hourly weather data. Regions with steady renewable electricity generally produced methanol more cheaply than humid places with weaker energy resources, because direct air capture and electrolysis consume substantial power. System energy efficiency varied from 39 to 49%, driven mainly by weather-related changes in the capture unit's energy demand. In the driest locations, the model shifted production toward more humid hours and stored water for later use. Why the result is useful? Many proposed clean hydrogen projects sit in water-stressed regions. A plant that avoids local freshwater withdrawals could make some desert locations more practical, provided renewable electricity is abundant and atmospheric water removal is managed responsibly. The climate case also depends on the electricity source. The International Energy Agency's assessment of carbon-derived fuels says carbon dioxide-based methanol can cut emissions only when its energy supply is genuinely low carbon. The distinction resembles New Tnia's earlier look at solid oxide cells that can produce hydrogen. Improving one component does not remove the need to validate the whole energy system. Before we overstate the result, the study models costs and operations. It does not report a commercial plant that has produced methanol from air. Regional financing, labor, infrastructure, and possible material shortages were not fully represented. Flexible high-temperature electrolysis still needs proof in continuous industrial use. Removing atmospheric moisture at large scale could affect local humidity, clouds, or rainfall, so each proposed site would require environmental study. What happens next? The DryHy project plans to examine how very large water vapor capture systems might influence local climate. Engineers must also demonstrate that the integrated capture, electrolysis, storage, and synthesis chain can operate reliably under changing weather.
Takeaway:
the study makes water scarcity look like a design constraint rather than an automatic veto on renewable methanol. Its 97% figure describes modeled atmospheric supply, not proven factory performance or a guarantee that removing that moisture would be harmless. Read the full article at newtknia.com.